Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Nitong nakalipas na 12 buwan, nakadaan ang Estados Unidos sa pamamahala ni Pangulong Donald Trump ng walang maselang sitwasyong kaugnay sa Australia. Mula sa nakakanerbiyos na unang tawag sa telepono ni Malcolm Turnbull hanggang sa pagkabigong mag-atas ng ambasador sa Australia, sinuri ni Abby O'Brien ang delikadong kalagayan ng relasyon ng dalawang bansa. Narito ang ulat sa ating wika. Ang naiibang unang taon ng panunungkulan ni Donald Trump ay sumubok sa ugnayan ng isa sa pinakamatagal na kapareha ng Australia. Kaya ano ang naganap nitong nagdaang 12 buwan na nakaapekto sa ating relasyon sa Estados Unidos at ano ang maaaring asahan sa mga darating na panahon? Kinausap ng SBS ang dalawa sa pinakaprominenteng eksperto sa Amerika upang malaman. Ito ay sina Dr. Michael Foley Love, ang ehekutibong direktor ng Lowy Institute, at si Professor Simon Jackman, punong tagapagpaganap ng US Studies Center sa University of Sydney. Inamin ni Professor Jackman na ang relasyon ni punong ministro Malcolm Turnbull kay Pangulong Donald Trump ay masalimuot mula pa sa una kasunod ng lumabas na usapan sa telepono ng dalawang pinuno tungkol sa palitan ng refugee. Pero ipinagpilitan ng profesor na ang ugnayan ay matibay salamat sa mga nagtatrabaho sa likod ng eksena.
There was an awful lot of work was being done by our ambassador Joe Hockey, by Julie Bishop, our foreign minister, and many other points of contact between the Australian government and the American government, between the business communities, between our militaries. Those parts of the relationship are incredibly strong, have been for many decades. And although we focused incredibly on the phone call between the Prime Minister and the President, I think that belied or didn't give enough credit to just how strong and how deep and how functional the relationship is in many other domains.
Lumipas na ang isang taon buhat ng mainit na usapan sa telepono, kaya ano ang lagay ng relasyon ngayon? Sinabi ni Dr. Foley Love na ito ay dapat tingnan sa parehong pananaw.
I think you've got to think about the relationship these days at two levels. The first level is what Mr. Trump would call the deep state, the military, the civilians, the officials on both sides of the ocean. And at that level, I think the relationship is pretty good. There are good personal relationships and things are getting on. People are getting on with things. But the second level is the level of leaders, the commander-in-chief in Mr. Trump's case. And there, things continue to be rocky and they continue to be unpredictable because Mr. Trump is a president like we have never seen before in terms of his character, his instincts, his approach to the world. We have a leader of the free world who doesn't believe in the free world and doesn't want to lead it. And that's something that no Australian Prime Minister has dealt with.
Paano naman kaya maaaring patuloy ang Australia sa ganitong naiibang klima? Ayon kay Professor Jackman, ang sitwasyon ay business as usual habang patungo sa hinaharap.
I think whatever you might be doing behind the scenes, I certainly think a straight up business as usual approach between the two principals is probably the only thing you can do. And meanwhile, use every asset at your disposal.
Samantala, nabigong mag-atas ang Estados Unidos ng kanyang ambasador sa embahada sa Canberra ng isang taon sa ilalim ng panunungkulan ni Ginoong Trump. Sinabi ng dating pangalawang punong ministro ng Australia, Tim Fischer, nitong mga unang araw ng buwan na ang 16 na buwang pagkaantala ay isang insultong diplomatiko. Pero ipinilit naman ni Dr. Foley Love na hindi ito dapat dibdibin.
This is not a personal reflection on the relationship. It's a reflection on Mr. Trump's administration or maladministration of his own government.
Samantala, buhat ng manungkulan si Pangulong Trump, ang tensyon sa Korean Peninsula ay nakarating sa panibagong level. Sinabi ni Professor Jackman na ang matagal nang nagmamasid sa polisang panlabas at depensa ng Australia ay nagsasabing malamang na gumawa ng unang hakbang ang Amerika kaugnay ng North Korea. Idinagdag niya na kung ito ay mangyayari, magdadala ito sa gobyerno ng Australia sa isang mahirap na kalagayan.
That would be a very interesting moment indeed in terms of managing the Australia-US relationship, particularly with a view to Australian public opinion that may not look favorably on a first strike, say, by the United States into North Korea.
Pero idinagdag ni Professor Jackman na ang pag-ataking una ng Amerika ay malamang na hindi mangyayari.
I still think it's unlikely for the reason that it's a bad option, and every military expert that I'm aware of who looks at it doesn't like it. You've got in North Korea, you've got a nuclear armed power led by a young, ambitious leader who feels very few restraints on his actions. So the risk of escalation, the risk of massive casualties is very great.
Nais na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito? Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.